Chapter 3. Obsessives at the Gate. What is merit anymore? There are a million ways that people get into college that may not seem fair or right. Tara Dowling, a college counselor at the Choate Rosemary Hall School. If you maintain even a shred of doubt about how nutty this has all become, peek inside the office of an Ivy League professor I know and eavesdrop on a recent conversation he recounted to me. He's being visited by some relatives. He knows them a bit, enough to make time to greet them, but not all that well. There are three of them, mother, father, daughter. And the daughter is getting ready to apply to college, though getting ready is a woefully inadequate phrase. It implies something relatively casual, something that she's just turning her attention to, rather than the full-on siege that has been underway for years as she, like many of her frantic and frazzled peers, aims for ever better board scores, ever dizzier heights of accomplishment, ever richer fodder for her applications. She and her parents know how fierce the competition is. The professor can see that in their faces, which communicate more than mere nervousness, more than garden variety hope. What these three tremulous pilgrims seem to be feeling is closer to desperation. They're in his office and on this campus not just or even mainly to acquaint themselves with the school. They're here to genuflect and prostrate themselves before it, to grovel, to preen. They're trying to recruit the professor to their cause, to impress him with their pitch, so that after they leave, he'll perhaps pick up the phone or peck out an email and tell someone in the admissions office that he just met the most fabulous girl, that the school could really use someone like her, that she's a keeper. So she and her parents tell the professor about her grades. They tell him about her tests. They tell him about her extracurricular activities. And as the girl's parents wonder if they've exhausted the treasure chest of her charms, they realize that there's yet one more bauble they haven't retrieved, one more gem they haven't flaunted. "Tell him," they say to their daughter, "about how you're president of your school's Survivors of Bulimia group." I would have doubted that story if, around the time that he told it to me, I wasn't hearing so many similar tales about kids so keyed up about getting into colleges with low acceptance rates that they had examined every facet of their personalities and scoured every byway of their biographies for admissions bait, willing to repurpose any and all oddities, humiliations, hardships.